Roland Anthony Wright, aged 14, a red-haired, freckled schoolboy, emerged from the glass door of a block of flats and ran across the muddy patch of grass towards the bus stop, his satchel thudding against him as he headed for the waiting bus. Brandon Tower was a block of high-rise flats dating from the 60s. It stood rigid, upright, like a single finger raised in defiance amid a surrounding low-rise council house estate. On that day, Wednesday, September the 16th, 1976, Roland felt a measure of victory, since to his surprise and relief, the tower block lift had actually been working. This meant that he'd managed to slip out of Brandon Tower with no sight of them, the malevolent gang of what his stepmother called yobbos. In other words, the kids that lived in the block, who for no apparent reason preyed on Roland and seemed to hate, loathe and detest him. Roland accelerated to reach the green Bristol double-decker bus and just managed to grab the rail on the boarding platform and scramble aboard before it moved off. He got a hard stare and stern words from the bus conductress.
"You know that's against the law, jumping on like that."
"Sorry," lied Roland. As he rode the 3 miles to the Bristol Cathedral Choir School for Boys, Roland pondered on why the yobbos wanted to rough him up. Because that's what they'd threatened, and more besides. It was a train of thought that led to other, darker imaginings. Was it possible, he wondered, that they knew about his mother? Had they found out that it was his fault she and his dad had split up? For Roland was certain he had been responsible, although he couldn't put his finger on the actual means he had used. As his stop approached, he cleared these thoughts away, shut them in a box in his mind, along with other worrisome subjects like exams, his solo piece, and the dreadful thought of girls. All these were imponderables that could wait until another time. There were other horrors to face before this day was through. This was the very day he was to sing the oratorio solo. Pangs of guilt took hold for a second as he considered it. He knew damn well he hadn't practiced it thoroughly. Roland passed the imposing edifice of Bristol Cathedral, next door to the school. Its history had doggedly remained in his memory ever since he'd had to write an essay on the subject to read aloud in class. The school dates from 1140. It was originally built as an abbey, but in 1542, Henry VIII had other ideas. He smashed up all the monasteries and ordered that the abbey be turned into a school, the Bristol Cathedral School. The school prided itself on producing choristers for services held in the cathedral, and it was purely because of Roland's fine soprano voice that he had been granted a place as a scholarship pupil. His academic work left something to be desired. Roland supposed that his musical ability came from his dad, who played the saxophone. Ron was a jazz rock musician who was often away in the evenings and weekends doing gigs.